no bleaky mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Buddy, it's Bleak in the studio, live with you today on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the penultimate corpse. Penultimate meaning preceding the last. Next week is the last exquisite corpse. And I found out today that Darren Gall, who hosted Stereoscopic Readout before my show, will be taking over the pilot seat, and which made me very happy. So I'm going to ask Darren if he would be willing to let me sit in and fill in when he's not available, so then I can still get my radio yayas out. And also, just focus on the other things that I got to do in my life. And creating a little studio space at home where I can do my artworks, and I don't know. I know, I'm just hoping it goes well, and then maybe someday I'll come back to CITR. Who knows? I'm gonna miss it though. That's for sure. Today I've gathered a bunch of tracks that sort of created a theme, and I thought these were songs that I thought should have been more than they were, or bands that should have blown up and didn't quite blow up in the way that I sort of envisioned that they would, even though, and I played a certain number of these songs on Exquisite Corpse. A lot of them are pop tracks that I don't get to play a lot here at Exquisite Corpse. I figure on my last few shows that I'm just going to be playing, the kind of stuff that I never really felt I allowed myself to, not very often anyway, because of the format that I picked, which is the experimental underground cut-ups and sound collage and audio art, which is all great, great stuff, which I've enjoyed doing every once in a while, though I had this twinge of like, oh, I really wish I could play the pop band that I've been listening to, because I do listen to a lot of them. You know, indie pop and underground pop, that sort of thing, or unpopular pop, I guess, is another interesting way of putting it. But tonight we're going to be doing that. Going to start off a little bit slow on the sort of melancholy side of things. Got Lisa Germano in here in a bit. I got Steve Wynn from Steve Wynn from Dream Syndicate, which goes way back to early 80s, that band, his band Dream Syndicate. He did a solo effort called Crossing Dragon Bridge, I think it is. And I'll start the show with Momus, though, and his track Hang Low from his album Aki Milk. And this is an interesting track from Momus. It's a lot of Momus's current stuff, or more contemporary stuff in the last 10 years or so, or more, has been more of a burlesque style and kind of cheap and dirty sort of thing that I think he's just decided that that's what he's going to do. And he used to be a master songwriter. I mean, a master songwriter. A god of songwriting. And I don't know what became of that. Maybe he'll come back to that eventually. He's still a great songwriter in some ways, but he's cheapened it a bit and, like I say, made it more burlesque-y sort of sound. So I don't know. But this one was one that came out just a few years ago, maybe 2006 or so. I'm not quite sure about that. A track called Hang Low from Aki Milk, which is a nice little pop track. It doesn't make much sense, but he's got a lot of interesting little noises in it. You hear a lot of them at the end. He's just put a lot of dissonance into this final pop song that I've liked for some time. So this is Momus and Hang Low. Assuming that this works, let's give this a shot here. Hold on. Everything's going backward here. They're going to start the show with Lisa Germano, apparently. So, yeah, I got these backward. Lisa Germano and Too Much Space, which is a sad little song about being lonely. Okay. And then we'll be hearing Steve Wynn, and then Momus. Okay, sorry about that. Here we go.
Into the sea, tumbling down where the coastline does curve. The East Coast, they look down upon the West, say the bastards will get what they surely deserve. Geologists point to a line that is drawn from 14th Street to the Upper West Side. The city could drop in a minute or two, stunned and surprised for one hell of a ride. Manhattan Fault Line, Manhattan Fault Line. When I left was 34, leaving trouble and uncertainty behind. The errors and the pitfalls of my youth, the present it made a neatly drawn line. New York was like being born again, which means a rough adolescence can't be far behind. A lesson learned is a lesson forgotten. Tremors and aftershocks, pain ain't no mind. Manhattan fault line.
Manhattan fault line.
Manhattan fault line.
Manhattan fault line.
Manhattan fault line. Manhattan fault line. The moves through our lives. Gonna take it. Boxes were packed and arrangements were made to sneak out and leave by the end of the day. Allegations, confrontations, they were hardly feared. We'd simply run out of things we could say. You'd think at a certain point in your life you learned everything that you're ever gonna learn. But sparks lead to fire and fire leads to ashes. At least you know for sure when you've really been burned. I can sift through the rubble, I can track down the blame. I can feel righteous and I can feel nothing but shame. But what does it matter when I end up alone? The evidence buried in these cities of stone. Manhattan, Manhattan, fall down.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
And this is Bleak at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, Canada's favorite radio show. Again, the penultimate show. Next week's show will be the end, my good friends. We heard three tracks there at the beginning of our show. The last one was Momus and Hang Low from Aki Milk. Nice little pop ditty there with lots of dissonant stuff going on, which is quite lovely. I like that. I like that a lot. Yes. Steve Wynn before that. Manhattan Fault Line from Crossing Dragon Bridge. Nice. I took some time to write that. You can hear it in the... You can hear it in the way it's... written. Lisa Germano, Too Much Space from In the Maybe World. And we are moving into a set of stuff that's a bit noisier. Because that's what you want to hear, right? Mayfair set's going to start this set off. With Let It Melt from Young One and Manhattan Love Suicides. Coming up as well. And in the near future, we'll be having some Mono and VCF, some Moon Duo, The Bell, Crimea, Foreign Born, a bunch of other nice pop ditties that I thought would be nice to bring you this evening.
You've got the banjo strumming, thunking out a tune to beat the band. The whole plantation.
So here's Mayfair set. With Let It Melt on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you. Reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot of being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Corpse at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
Hey, everybody, it's Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR. 101.9 in Vancouver. We just told you that, didn't we, on the thing? What am I talking about? Last track by Manhattan Love Suicides and Crush Whatever, name of the song. Fine Manhattan Love Suicides. Sounding very much like a shop assistant, I think. If you know your alt music ephemera, you should know what that means. Mayfair set with Let It Melt from Young One. Oh, here's some Moon Duo. Speed from Killing Time. Enjoy this. Over.
I'm gonna Divine, half what you could be, all this time they let us see.
That is Voxtrot. Voxtrot. With Fast Asleep from Voxtrot's album, or was it an EP called Raised by Wolves? And The Bell before that with Leave Me. Those are a couple of the bands that I thought should have broke, should have exploded. How they say, how the kids say, they should have blown up. And yet, I don't know. I don't think they did. Mono and VCF, a band from Tacoma, Washington that I've seen a couple times. Really enjoyed. Escape City Scrapers, name of the track from their self-titled album, Mono in VCF. They have an EP before that, which was a slightly different lineup and different singer, which is a really great sound, but quite a different sound than Mono in VCF's more recent thing. I don't know what they've got going anymore. It's been a couple years and I haven't heard much from them, so I don't know what's going on there. Moon Duo was in there with Speed from Killing Time. And here we are on Exquisite Corpse penultimate show. Got more poppy tracks coming up tonight from the likes of Foreign Born and the Crimea and Pernice Brothers. Fantagram, Blank Dogs, etc. Stay tuned. Let's hear a message and be right back.
Cream Freeze, cafeteria freeze. La 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 freeze.
Okay, welcome to Cafeteria Freeze, where we're going to show you all the ingredients for a memorable Waldorf show. First, we're going to add 1 cup of Crystal Swells. Oh, yeah, get it in there good. And then we'll blend in a cup of a very rare ingredient, Shi Yi. And then we'll top it all off with a generous helping of CITR's own Luke Meat and Pop Drones. This Waldorf show is best served on March 23rd. Doors at 9, show at 10. Remember, Shi Yi and Crystal Swells the next time you need a classic show at the Waldorf Hotel, 1489 East Hazen Street. Come on down and keep it fresh.
Cafeteria free.
Okay, what's going on here? Huh? This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Moving back into some more tracks here. I think, let's hear The Elephants. Another Tacoma band with a track called Invisible Blue. CITR. Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you. voracious predators, they can bring down antelope as large as kudu, racing alongside, tearing pieces off their victim till it collapses and is ripped apart by the pack, alive.
Who knows? noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Is a wonderful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hey everybody, Exquisite Corpse Radio on with you this evening. Thanks for being here with me on what is second to last show for us here, and we could be hearing Darren Gall in here in a couple weeks time. And Darren's a good friend, and I'm glad that he's taking this pilot seat over from me at this time slot. That's a good thing. If you want to keep track of what I'm doing, because I'm not dying or anything, I'll be around. You can find me on the Facebook at Bleak Swinney, B-L-E-E-K, Swinney, like Swinney the Pooh, like S-W-I-N-N-E-Y. Every once in a while, people call me Sweeney, and I get mail for Bleak Sweeney. That's not my name. I like the Ting Tings, you know, that's not my name. It's Swinney. Like, they just think Swinney the Pooh. If you have to. No, I don't mind that. I'd rather be called Swinney the Pooh than when I grew up, it was always Sweeney the Weenie. Well, I'm not Sweeney, for one. I may be a weenie. But, it's not. It doesn't really work. Alright, here we are. It is, 8:32? 8:33-ish? Something like that? Computer says 8:30, so what is right? I think my iPod is right. 8:33. Ah, there you go, huh? Oh, hey, let's hear, let me tell you what we heard in the past. How about that? We just heard Foreign Born with We Had Pleasure. Fine track by Foreign Born, which I thought was an amazing EP they came out with their initial release. And We Had Pleasure is the name of that. In the Remote Woods, I believe, was the name of the EP. Before that, we heard some the Crimea with White Russian Galaxy, from their album called Lottery Winners on Acid. A nice little album for, or name for an album. And before that, I heard the Nightgowns. I think that was before that. Nightgowns and, well, actually, technically it was the Elephants, a Tacoma band which has changed their name to Nightgowns. Okay? And the track was trying to remember what the track was called. Now I've lost it. I think it's gonna come back to me, but it's not. All right, I'll look it up. And then Voxtrot before that with Fast Asleep from Raised by Wolves. Nice little album from Voxtrot from a few years ago. All right, here we are, and 25 minutes left on this here program. The track I have coming up for you next is by Mike Johnson, apparently of Dinosaur Jr. He had this interesting, gnarly kind of pseudo-gothy track that I heard a while back that I really liked called On Track. Nice track. So we're going to hear that. Then we're going to move into some Pernice Brothers, Fantagram, and Blank Dogs, and whatever else might happen tonight. Who knows? Anything could happen. Who knows? All right. Mike Johnson. We'll be right back.
to change your light or weather. No room was spare, no mood showed a mercy. I was a tireless fool, I thought I could do better. I left in flames a paper shade hanging from a light. And when it came to the wrecking ball, she swung it effortlessly like it had no weight at all. And when it came to the victories, the genus names of all the flowers that were feeding off her amazing glow. Dreams are full and real. You think I would know better? I try to stave off a new day from rising. And when it came to the wrecking ball, she swung it effortlessly like it had no weight at all. And when it came to victories, the genius names of all the flowers that were feeding off her. Her amazing glow, her amazing glow, her amazing glow. Da 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 da. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
This is Bleak on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show for, well, another week anyway. Next Thursday is the final Exquisite Corpse, my friends. And here we are playing the pop music we never get to, or rarely get to. I've been doing it for a few weeks though, haven't I? I'm breaking the mold that I built for myself. One of those things. Blank Dogs was just there with Spinning from, well, it's on a few releases of Blank Dogs, a singles collection. It's on the Yeti magazine number 9 or 8 or something like that. Forget exactly which one. Fantagram before that with Running from the Cops from Eyelid Movies. Fantagram, fine track, one of my favorites in the last few years. And Amazing Glow by Pernice Brothers. That one will go out to Mia from the album Discover a Lovelier You, Pernice Brothers, which mostly consists of Joe Pernice, his fine pop stylings a la Morrissey and I don't know, whatever else. He's a fine pop writer, that Joe Pernice. Mike Johnson in there from On Track. Evidently, Mike Johnson has a few albums out after he was played bass for Dinosaur Jr. in the 90s. And he's had a few solo things. He worked with Mark Lanegan doing that sort of sad, introspective alt-country thing that Mark Lanegan of Screaming Trees was doing for a while there, many years ago, I guess it is now. We heard Foreign Born with We Had Pleasure, The Crimea, The White Russian Galaxy. You know, the whole track listing can be found at the podcast page of Exquisite Corpse, which I hope will be up indefinitely. I don't know. That's what I'm hoping. And I hope to be back at CITR to do fill-ins every now and then. That would be a good thing. Would like that. I'm going to focus on other things. I've got a silk screen thing set up, and I'm just going to have some fun creating some art. And, I don't know, rediscover myself. Just stave off this personality, or what do you call it? Yeah, personality crisis. Is that what it is? Is that what's really going on? I don't know. I got a track here from one of my dear friends who is evidently playing the South by Southwest this week. Rory McClure of Shimmering Stars. And I see that they have a new song that I haven't heard yet. I don't think I've heard yet. On their MySpace page, myspace.com/starsshimmer, Stars Shimmer. And a lot of little short tracks they did here, little 1 or 2 minute wonders. We're going to hear a track from Shimmering Stars called Dancing to Music I Hate, which is, it's a very Rory kind of song title. So here we go.
Call to the slave outside.
Nice job there, Rory. And you leave you with a track from Plucked, a new album called Dumbo that Plucked handed me. 1-800-247 is the name of the song. Until next week, remember, the future is bleak. Good night.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.